Question. We understand that this embodied soul is a part of God, was always a part of God, and will always be so. But how and why did it get caught in the birth and death cycle? Swamiji, I can give you the answer to this, but truly it is not necessary to get entangled in this type of conversation. In fact, it is more harmful. How did I become dirty? From where did this dirt come? Who could be responsible for this dirt? How useful can such conversation be? It is not useful at all. When you become dirty, best is to immediately go and clean yourself up. What is the point in getting caught up in the whys and hows? In short, the reason for being entanglement and trapped in the birth and death cycle is attachment. Today we like money and pleasure, and this is the root cause or main reason for being trapped in the birth and death cycle. The minute we stop liking money and pleasure, we will be released from this vicious cycle. It is that simple. It is because in our minds there is this desire for still wanting to trade. Therefore, if someone complains about you, do not worry. Do not be concerned. From today, this moment onwards, release everyone. Give them complete freedom. Let them have free will to complain about you. By releasing them all, you will be released. You will be released and you will benefit immensely. Let them go ahead, full swing, complaining about you. You, be quiet. Be silent. Do not try to explain yourself. Let them say that you are bad. Remain unaffected and remain happy. Be joyful at all times. Let them say that you are bad, remain unaffected and remain happy, be joyful at all times. How you got entangled is not so relevant. Just get detangled and be silent. By trying to explain this, it is paying disrespect to the truth. Give up desires and wants. This desire for others to think well of you, wanting respect from them, wanting praise from them, all these are problematic. Everyone may say he is an enemy of his parents, his teacher, his family, etc. Whatever anyone wants to say, let them say. With your grace, let my love for Sitaram continue to increase with each passing day.